Amen. Y'all can just remain seated for right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can y'all believe this is our fourth class? Fourth week of classes. Amen. Time, it really, really passed so fast, so fast. Next week, just to clarify for everyone, for our students here as well as our students online, next week is exam week. There are no classes on next week. You can take the whole week and do all of your exams. You will have an exam posted on Monday evening at 6 p.m. from every class. And then you have 7 days to complete your exams. And I always encourage students, don't wait till the last minute. I had so many, not so many. I had a couple people, they kept putting it off and putting it off. And before you knew it, they missed the deadline because they kept thinking, you know, I guess it was another date or something like that. But go ahead and take them and get them out of the way. I have no idea at this point how many questions are going to be on your exam, but I can tell you the quizzes from this class are usually a good guideline. You know, look at the quizzes that are posted. I reserve the right not to give you the same questions. I will reword questions. Something on your quiz might have been true. On your exam, it might be false. I might give it to you true, false on a quiz, and then I'll do a multiple choice on the exam, or vice versa, just to make sure that the information that we have covered, that everybody, has a good grasp on what's been going on. I did say the exam is timed. Now, the way I was trained, this is the way I was trained. I was trained to see how many questions I had, and then that would determine how many minutes you would have. For example, if I do 15 questions, I generally will give you 20 minutes to do the exam. And I think for the benefit of our first-year students, that's very, very important for you to know. Go ahead, go through it. The ones that go ahead and answer, and then come back, to the ones that you might be having trouble with because it's time. Every now and then, you might have 15 questions. I might give you 25 minutes. It just depends. But most times, that's the way I was trained to do this. You look at the number of questions, and that determines how many minutes you have to do the exam. So everybody understands that it's timed. Okay, and I think you have a little clock that's counting down, while you're doing your exam. And the clock, little clock can tell you, you have 30 seconds left, kind of thing. Okay, all right. So you have an idea of what this exam is going to cover. We did our basic introduction. We talk, I think there were three things in the beginning that I went back and we went over: love, relationship, fellowship, intimacy, when you're talking about prayer. Anytime you're talking about prayer, you want to keep those things in mind. There were some scriptures that we looked at. I think your main ones are probably going to be in the quiz. And then I gave you a definition of prayer that we were going to be using from this point on. And that definition was going to be communing. Amen. Remember C-O-M-M-U-N-I-N-G rather than just communication, because to commune implies intimacy. It implies also a oneness. So I thought that was, after hearing Dr. Montrell, I thought that was a better definition. And then read your chapter, book four, chapter four, prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. There were a couple of times I think I might have added some scriptures that, the author did not give. For example, when we were talking about Miriam, remember that, and Aaron, we looked at some scriptures, because he doesn't always give us the scripture. He'll talk about it, but he doesn't always give us the scripture. So what I try to do is I go and find the scripture, And then we look at it. Oh, okay, here it is. Exodus 15, 20 and 21. That's where Miriam was praising, and then Numbers 12, 1 through 10. That's where she was murmuring and complaining about Moses. Okay? All right. I think it's going to be pretty much straightforward. I don't think you're going to have. I'm detailed, but I'm not difficult. Does that make sense? Detailed, but not difficult. So we have been, looking at what our author said about prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. So tonight, we're going to thank him. Amen. We are going to thank him. We're going to put into practice what we have learned. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 103. You cold? Okay, Psalm 103. Online students, we want you to participate also. And we're going to read verses 1 through 5. Y'all got it? Okay, ready? Let's read. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So we're going to be blessed in the Lord. You're right there. Turn over to 106. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to read verse 1. We're talking about prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. 106, verse 1. Ready, let's read. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Glory to God. You praise in your own way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come in the name of Jesus to give you honor, to give you glory, to give you praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, just to say thank you. We are so thankful. We are so grateful. You have been so good to us, Lord God. You are such a good God. You are such a loving Father. Oh, you're so merciful. You're so just. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor you. We honor you. We praise you. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Glory, glory, glory. We're so thankful. We are so thankful, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're thankful for the Lord Jesus, our Savior, our Lord. We're so thankful for the name, Lord God. The name of Jesus, the name which is above every name, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for the blood, Lord God. The blood of Jesus, Father. The blood that redeemed us. The blood, Lord God, that cleanses us. The blood, Lord God, that protects us. Oh, we're so thankful. So thankful, Lord. Thankful for your love. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your help, Lord. Thank you for your protection, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. We reverence you in this place. We reverence you in this place. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for our redemption. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you for our salvation. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We give you all honor. We give you all glory. We give you all praise, all blessing, all thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh my, you are El Shaddai. Oh my, yes, you are the Most High God. You are the all-sufficient God. You are the God who's more than enough. Glory, glory, glory. You're so holy, Lord God. You're so holy, Lord God. You're so righteous, Lord God. Oh, how we thank you, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. Glory, glory, glory. We exalt you, Lord God. We exalt you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Oh, we lift high your holy name, Lord God. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so worthy, Lord God. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our worship. Glory, 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 Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, oh my, we couldn't thank you enough. We couldn't praise you enough. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for bringing us. Thank you for keeping us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh my, you're holy. Oh, you're righteous. Oh my, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, how we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, our helper, our teacher, our revelator, our strengthener, our standby, our instructor, our director, our guide. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you that we are never alone. We're never alone. You're always with us, always for us, always in us, always near. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this apostolic anointing, Lord God. Oh, my. Oh, my. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for our apostle. We don't take it lightly, Lord. We don't take it lightly, Lord God. Oh, my. You have permitted us, Lord God, to come, Lord God, and sit, oh, my, and to hear and to receive. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're so thankful. We are so thankful, Father. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord God. Oh, my. Hallelujah. 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 To the Most High God. The Most High God. The only true God. The only living God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, you're great. You are great. And you're mighty. Glory, glory. You're great and you're mighty. You're great, Lord. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you we live. It's in you we move. It's in you we have our being, Lord. And we're thankful. We're thankful. So thankful for your presence. So thankful for your presence. So thankful for your presence. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name, Father. We bless your name. And we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, praise and worship and thanksgiving. You know, you can do this. Amen. You can do this in your private time also. You know, it's so good for corporate. I mean, you know, corporately, oh my God. You know, there's so much power that's available when you praise and worship corporately. But you can have that same anointing at your house. Amen. Amen. And just remember what we've been talking about, you know, gratitude, remembering what he's done, and then, you know, thanking him. You know, I give you all these little nuggets from Apostle because, you know, that means, well, first of all, it's so powerful. Amen. And it means so much to me, and I want to make sure. And I'm not going to be able to give you all of them tonight, but I did want to give you some of them. Amen. On Sunday, this is what he shared with us. He said, worship. Oh, amen. Thank you. Everybody trying to help me tonight. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all. That touched my heart. Everybody looking out for me. He said, worship, he says, it's the highest way to glorify God. Yeah. Isn't that something? The highest way to glorify God. He said, worship magnifies Jesus And worship edifies. You are built up when you worship. Amen. When you worship, you are built up. He says, oh my, now this was so good. And we all laughed. He said, worship is heavenly cash. Yeah. Heavenly cash. He said, it shops in another realm. Amen. If you can imagine that. Glory to God. Worship stirs up the substance of God. And he says it activates dominion over sin and death. I know I'm going kind of fast. We got a lot to cover tonight. Okay, worship stirs up the substance of God. And then I said worship activates dominion over sin and death. Now I'm going to be skipping around here. Worship, see, I went over my list and I put some check marks. These are the ones I really want to tell them. Worship comes from the heart, not from the flesh order.
Yeah.
Okay? Not from the flesh. Comes from the heart. And we know about that heart, right? Amen. Soul. Think soul when you hear the word heart. He says, and you know, and this is what Mr. Bounds told us also. The flesh is contrary to worship. You know, it doesn't want to worship. You know, my body just don't want worship. No. Worship releases love currents. Isn't that something? Into the heart of God through the heart of man. It releases love currents into the heart of God through the heart of man. And he says, and I think he might have said, if there's such a thing as shocking God, he says, worship shocks God's heart into action, moves him up to move on your behalf. You know, you want to know who down there? Who down there worshiping me? Who praising me? Who blessing me like that? Worship caused miracles to fall, and signs and wonders will flow. He says, without worship, we are not sensitive enough in the spirit. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
You know, when you worship and when you worship God, praise God, it helps you to become more sensitive, just as praying in other tongues does. You know, we're built up. So the same way we're built up when we pray in tongues, we're also built up when we worship. And he says, when you worship, all promises turn into provision. Isn't that something? Worship crucifies fear and resurrects faith as you draw nigh to God. Through worship, we receive divine opening into heaven. And then the last one, you know, that I'm going to give, it was more than that, and this was on Sunday the 29th. So if you have an opportunity, you know, to hear MP3 or to watch it on YouTube, you know, you can catch all of these teachings. He says, learn the volume and the victory of worship. Isn't that good? The volume and the victory. Turn to Matthew 6. I want to show you something that I have shown to other classes in the past when we talked about prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. And, you know, and we call this the Lord's Prayer. Remember, we call it the Lord's Prayer. But we're going to see how this prayer starts with praise and ends with praise. So it's a model prayer. So when you start to pray, you want to praise first.
Amen.
Yeah, praise him, thank him.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, then tell him what you want. And then end with thank you, you know, and praise. So let's look at it again. And we all know it. Let's start at verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. This is what Jesus, is in red? This is what Jesus said. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Can you see that?
Yeah.
See, that's praise. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. It's all about God.
Yeah.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then he goes into his petition. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And then he goes again. For thine is the kingdom. More praise, see? More worship. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I always like to show you this. I want you to see, you know, that here we have praise in what we call the Our Father model prayer. Amen. All right. Good enough. Good enough. All right. Let's go on. In our last session, we were talking. Oh, yeah. I needed to share that, huh? Oh, my God. I needed to share this because it was pertinent to what we talked about. It was pertinent when our author talks about murmuring and complaining. And I'm putting all my business out here in the street. That's what my grandma would say. And I think some of the second year students, I don't remember if I shared this before, but it's so pertinent because when we read the Bible, you know, and we see, you know, what happened to them, we don't always think that this is still happening today or it could happen to us. But I'm a here and now person, and this is what happened to me, okay? Few years back, well, many years ago now, Apostle and Sister Carolyn did marriage workshops, and they would have one every year. I always had a desire to go. My husband is not a member of the church, and he would always refuse, you know, to go. Well, I got angry, and I got upset, and so this is my manner. I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to sponsor somebody else. I'm going to pay for another couple. To go, you know, since I can't go, I'm gonna pay for somebody else to go. And I did this several years. A friend of mine bought me a set of tapes from the marriage workshop one year, and it was so good. I mean, Apostle was teaching things about love that I had never heard before. He was talking all about the different kinds of love, and I can remember some of them even until this day. There was one called Stoge. And one called Epithumia, and you know, and he just went on and on and on and on. And instead of being grateful for the tapes and being able to listen, I started murmuring and complaining. And I had my list, and I went before God with my list, and I said, my husband don't do this, he don't do that. And he don't do the other. Oh, I mean, I was just going on and on, you know. And I thought I was doing something, you know. I was like, okay, all right. I'm driving home from work. And that voice that I have come to recognize began to ask me some questions. And the voice said, have not I loved you? You know, and then it was silence. It was like me being called to the door of the tabernacle like Miriam and Aaron, and the cloud coming down. It's like, and I knew something was up. I said, yeah, Lord. He said, have not I protected you?
Yes, Lord.
I said, yeah, Lord. He said, have not I provided for you? I said, yeah, Lord. By this time, you know, tears are streaming down because I'm realizing, you know, that all this stuff that I have been complaining about, he had already taken care of. He was doing it for me. He was doing it for me. He said, and I think this is important, and online students, I want you to hear this. He said, for the time that you're complaining about what he's not doing, you could be praising me for what I have done for you. And it's like, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so from that day until now, I always look for something to thank God for.
Yes,
I don't care what's going on.
Yes, yes,
and Apostle teaches this. This is what he teaches us.
Yes,
you know, he says, if the left leg hurts, say thank God for the right.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, and so I'm always looking.
Yes.
And I'm always, you know, telling the Holy Spirit, you know, always let me see God. Let me see him moving in my life, even in the small things. Because a lot of times, you know, we're looking for the big stuff, you know. And when you stop and look at it all the time, he's been doing these things. You know, he's just, you know, they look small, but they're things that, you know, he is at work. And then recently, he said, and this is what reminded me of what he had said all those years ago. He said, no man, and I want you to understand he's talking about mankind, on earth can love you the way I can.
That's right.
Amen. No man or mankind on earth can love you the way that I can. And so I was sharing that with one of my sisters, and I said, you know what the Lord told me? Well, you know, you're always looking at other people. I'm saying other people not capable of loving me the way God can love me. And she said, you know, who gonna love us with all of our faults, all of our weaknesses, all of our infirmities? Nobody but God. Nobody but God can love us unconditionally like that. Amen? Amen. So, I mean, these are just nuggets. I want you to know that thanksgiving and praise is still important to him, because he told me. You know, he said, no, for the time you're complaining about what he's not doing, you could be praising me for what I'm doing. Amen? And so, you know, we don't have to look always to mankind. Look to God. And then God will teach the spouse. He will teach the spouse, you know, to love you the way that you need to be loved. Amen. And then teach you also to love the spouse. Amen. I believe he'll do that. I believe he'll do that. So I just say, help me, help me, help me, help me. Amen. Amen. All right. I wanted to share that with you because it was so pertinent to our lesson on you know, on prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. And I want y'all to hold on to that. Just hold on to that. Amen? All right. Okay. I think this is where we stop. Giving thanks is the very life of prayer. This is what our author says. Remember, I told you, he said it's the fragrance and music, it's poetry, and it's crown. Prayer, bringing the desired answer, breaks out into praise and thanksgiving. When you get your answer, you're going, oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Whatever interferes with and injures the spirit of prayer necessarily hurts and dissipates the spirit of praise. You know, if you're going to let something stop you, that's what I put here. I said, don't let nothing stop your prayer. Always pray. Because if you let something stop or hinder your prayer, then it's going to hinder your praise. Amen. The heart must have in it the grace of prayer to sing praises to God. And, you know, I never saw that before. I said, the grace of prayer. Spiritual singing is not to be done. And my brother was telling me about this earlier. He says, it's not to be done by a musical taste or talent, but by the grace of God in the heart. Amen. By the grace of God in the heart. Not based on your musical taste or your talent. Nothing helps praise so mightily as the gracious revival of true, and again, he says religion, I say relationship, in the church. The conscious presence, listen at this, the conscious presence of God inspires song. The conscious presence of God inspires song. The angels and the glorified ones in heaven do not need artistic presenters to lead them, nor do they care for paid. I never heard of paid choir members. Paid choirs to chime in with their heavenly doxologies of praise and worship. Their singing involuntarily, talk about the angels now, breaks forth from the heart. And he's going to tell us a little bit. And I had to laugh. I just had to laugh. Just think about when we get to heaven and they're praising and worshiping all day, and we have not practiced on this side. We have not practiced praise and worship on this side. You know, we're gonna be like, what? Why? Amen. But see, this is, and I think I'll have it in my notes somewhere. This is the rehearsal. You know, the rehearsal here for when we get there. You know, praise and worship all the time. God is immediately present in the heavenly assemblies of the angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. And, you know, I guess, yeah, we got time. Let's turn over to Hebrews 12. Now, this is a passage that Apostle shared with us, I think, about a year or so ago, talking about the courts of heaven. Courts of heaven. And our author gave us 12:23. But I'm going to look at 12. Okay, let's start at 22. Hebrews 12, verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. See, if we keep that in mind when we get ready to praise and when we get ready to pray, you know, we've come to Mount Zion, yeah. The heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And look who else we come into. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And what the author said, he says, God is immediately present in the heavenly assemblies of the angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. He is there. And, you know, we can bring that heaven down to earth. Amen. Praise, worship, thanksgiving. That's right. God's glorious presence creates the song, teaches the singing, and impregnates their notes of praise. God's presence begets singing and thanksgiving when his presence comes, while the absence of God from our congregations is the death of song. Isn't that something? Absence, oh my, of God from our congregations is the death of song, or makes the singing lifeless, cold, formal, which amounts to the same thing. His conscious presence in our churches would bring back the days of praise and would restore the full chorus of song. Where grace abounds, our author says, song abounds. When God is in the heart, heaven is present and melody is there. And the lips overflow out of the abundance of the heart. This is as true, there we go, in the private life of the believer, our author says, as it is so in the congregation of the saints. See, we think we can only do praise and worship at church. No. You can praise and give thanks at home, Matt. Well, mine. Remember he said earlier that was not the highest. Right. Remember he said that? And I said, I kept waiting for him to tell me what was the highest. And then I said, well, it's got to be in that private time. And this is what he's talking about now. This is the truth. Mm-hmm. This is as true in the private life of the believer as it is so in the congregation of the saints. The decay of singing, the dying down and out of the spirit of praise in song, means the decline of grace in the heart and the absence of God's presence from the people. I mean, who want to be absent from God's presence, huh? No. Our author said that the main purposes of all singing are for God's ear. Yeah, you just said that, huh? It's for God's ear, to attract his attention and to please him. You see, that's the whole purpose of all the singing. It is unto the Lord for his glory and for his honor. Certainly, it is not for the glorification, there you go again with the paid choir, of the paid choir, to exalt the wonderful musical prowess, he says, of the singers, nor to draw people to church. Isn't that something? I mean, you know, I've heard of a couple of churches. It's like the choir. It's like they lift up the choir more than they do the word, you know, like, come on, come hear my choir, come hear our choir, we got a good choir. Okay, what about the word, you know? So we have to watch that, That's all Mr. Bounds is saying, you know, just pay close attention to that. And it's not to draw people to the church, but it is for the glory of God and the good of the souls of the congregation. Ministering. Ministering to the people. That's what you want to do. You want to minister to the people. Amen. How far has the singing of choirs, of churches, of modern times departed from this idea? It is no surprise that there is no life. Well, he hasn't been to Word of Life, you understand? And some of the other LTMA churches. He hadn't been there. He says, it is no surprise that there is no life, no power, no unction, and no spirit in much of the church singing heard in this day. I don't know what day this was written. Y'all can look in your book. It is sacrilege for any but sanctified hearts and holy lips to direct the singing part of the service of God's house of prayer. You understand who he said he should be directing it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's right.
Much of the singing in churches would satisfy as mere entertainment. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Pleasing the ear. And then he quotes the scripture, Psalm 67:5, let the people praise thee, O God. And then in Psalm 147:1, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. And then Mr. Bounds, he talks about the music of praise. Isn't that something? He says, for there is real music of soul in praise. It is too hopeful and happy to be denied. Isn't that something? Philippians 4:6, let your request be made known unto God. Remember that? Yeah. Prayer is described here as request. This describes prayer as asking for a gift, giving prominence to the thing asked for, making it emphatic, something to be given by God and received by us. Given by God, that's what he says, and received by us, not something to be done by us. You understand? Given by God and received. So all we have to do is receive.
Amen.
All this is closely connected with gratitude to God. And I always encourage students. It says here, the author says, we are to be specific and particular and bring to the knowledge of God by prayer. And I had a little parenthesis here, put in remembrance. Let's go to Isaiah 43. This is not, he doesn't give us this scripture. But God tells us, put him in remembrance. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Isaiah 43, verse 44, that's not going to help me. Okay. Well, let's go up to 25 and 26. And 25 reads, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgression for my own sake. Look at that, for my own sake. Not for you. Not for you, but for me. Blotted out your transgression for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Then he goes on, verse 26, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Talking about that intimacy, talking about that fellowship. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Amen. Amen. We're talking about putting him in remembrance, putting him in remembrance. And the author said we ought to be specific and particular and bring to the knowledge of God. Put him in remembrance by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, our particular request. Particular. You know, don't just say, I'm going to pray. You know, give me a target. You need a target. You need a target. What I'm praying about? What I'm praying about? Apostle did that one time. He came in and he said, if I would come to you and ask you why you're praying, what you praying about? You know, and people would say, I'm just praying. No. You got to have a target. Because how you going to know if he answered it? If you're not specific, if you're not particular, if you're not definite, how will you know? You know? So that's what you want to do. by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, our particular requests, the things we need, the things we greatly desire, and then there must be thanksgiving. Must be. Oh, here it is right here, y'all. On earth, we are called upon to praise and give thanks. The angels in heaven and the redeemed spirits of the saints are doing so. See, that's what they're doing in heaven, giving thanks and praise to God. What God wants us to do on earth, see, that's what they're doing in heaven. What he wants us to do on earth, we will be engaged in doing throughout an unending eternity. Praise and thanksgiving will be our blessed employment. That's all we have to do. Our blessed employment. Now, I never understood why he made this little statement. He said, while we remain in heaven. And I said, while we remain, where are we going? We're not going nowhere. You know, he said, while we remain, it's like, well, am I supposed to be going somewhere, you know, from there? I'm not intending to go nowhere. Once I get there, that's it. That is it. Amen. Yeah, I like that. It's finished. It's finished. That's where I'm going to be. And I'll be joining the angels and the saints who've gone on before. And then we're going to be just praising God. It was something else I thought about. Oh, yeah, and when he was talking about all of the singing. And I thought about the emotion. You know, sometimes we get so emotional. There's I was listening to it, an old church song. You know, I'm a former Baptist, amen. And the song was, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And man, I was a rocking. But you know what he wanted? I mean, and those songs were good, don't get me wrong. Those the old patriarchs, believe it or not, they knew how to get in touch with God. They knew how to contact him. They didn't have all this stuff that we got. They had iPhones and iPads and all these other little distractions. You know, they knew how to pray. They just knew. They just went straight to God. But when I was hearing that song and I was enjoying it, and then I realized it was just, you know, what I was enjoying was just the emotion of the song. But there was another meaning, you know, and that other meaning was, look what God has done. You see what I mean? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And so in our praise and worship, our personal time, we always want to acknowledge him and what he has done for us. You know, because if he hadn't done it, oh my. You know, I think sometimes, Lord, if it had not been for Jesus, oh my, we would all be lost. We would all be lost if it had not been for Jesus. Always look for God. Always look for God. Don't just get caught up in the emotion of it. Amen? Look for him. Okay, we have a few minutes. I got about 6 minutes, and maybe I can go over, you know, some of the other high points, you know, for the exam. I'm telling you, if you look at the quiz, I promise you, look at the quiz, that's going to be a good guideline. A lot of times I just go straight from the quiz, unless it's something really, really burning that I missed. Because some of the questions on the quiz, what I found, there were some long questions. Yeah. And it was like I was putting a whole bunch of stuff because I was trying. I said, this is important, that is important. But I heard Dr. Leroy Jr. said, yeah, on the quiz you have about 5 questions. I think last year one time I had 12. You know, it's like, oh my, you know, I gotta condense some of these questions. So I mean, you talk about run on sentences. Some of those were just run on sentence questions. You know, I gotta get it all in here. I gotta get it all in. So you know, on an exam, I could take a run on sentence question and maybe break it into 2 or 3. You know, but you know, y'all, second year students know me. They know me. They know people talk about them. They won't put me. Somebody said, yeah, I take apostles' exam and your exam last. I said, oh no. Oh no. I mean, that made me feel so bad. Like I said, no, you can't do that. You know, I said, I can see a possible exam. I can see you putting that last. You want to think it through. You want to be ready for it. You want to study for it, you know, and everything. I said, but no, mine, I just, you know, most times I just go straight from the quizzes and whatever we covered tonight. Okay, whatever we covered tonight. Let's see, God's love. You know that's going to be on there. That, because that's important. And, you know, the scripture that in class that we use was John 3:16. And, well, we use several of them. John 3:16, 1 John 3:1-12. And then I said, you know, because he loves us, he wants to have fellowship with us. Remember that God desires to have fellowship with us. And that he wants to reveal. He wants to reveal his purpose, his plan, and his ways for us. I think we looked at Jeremiah 29:11. Most people know that. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Talk about that plan he has for you. I also said, too, that God has raised us up. That we can pray from a heaven to earth. I don't know if y'all remember that. Instead of from earth to heaven, you know, we always think we praying from earth to heaven, but no, we have been according to Ephesians 2:6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Okay. Gratitude. Always remember something about gratitude. Oh, the author made a point to tell us that thanksgiving is oral, positive, and active. Yeah. You know, if you're thankful, you're going to say it. You're going to say it. You're going to give voice to it. Remember that? Yes, ma'am. Gratitude, on the other hand, it's of the heart. You know? It's based in meditation. Okay. We won't have, what you mean?
You know, the video.
The video from this class.
Is. The
yeah, the video is on there. But now after every class, there is a quiz.
So that will be one after this one.
Right.
Okay,
and you can go to your portal and go to assessments, and you can print out every quiz if you want, just for study.
Right.
You can print that out. Most times, you know, Darrow campus students, you don't have to take the quiz. Because, you know, we track your attendance by you swiping your little card out there. Online students, that's the way we track their attendance, by the quiz. Okay? We're looking at the quiz. But you have the ability to print out the quizzes. And, you know, and just to study the quizzes. The same way you go to the quizzes, then you go back and you can do the exam. The exam is going to be the same way. But it's going to all be online. Now, you won't be able to print out the exam. You can't print that out. Can't print that out. Hint. Can't print it. So when you get ready to take it, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. Again, no, you won't have time to dig for nothing. I mean, you know, but if I give you 15 questions, and you got 20 minutes to do it, you might have a chance to look at something. I know Dr. Leroy Jr. gives open book. I think his is probably not time. Yeah, his is not time. Yeah. Well, he's at a different level than me, you know. Yes. No, quizzes are not scored. They don't count against you at all. Quizzes, online students, quizzes do not count in your grade, only exam 1, 2, and the final. That's the only thing that counts in your grade. Well, they're good. That's good. The quizzes, yeah, yeah. Well, if you got time, remember it's time.
Right. But I mean, just if you wanted, if you needed to, you know.
If you think you can sit there and thumb through four quizzes, if you got time to do it. Yeah, because the purpose of the exam is to make sure that the information that's been provided, right, you have it. That's right. The only purpose of the exam. Right. Okay? All right. Any other questions about the exam while I'm here?
Is it scored on there when you know what you did?
Yes. 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 When you clicked I'm finished. When you click I'm finished. Yeah. When you click I'm finished, it will bring you to a sheet that shows your score. Amen. Amen.